Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Castology.
How was everybody's Christmas?
You know, regular Christmas.
It was hot.
It's always hot.
Hot. I got to see, because this is coming out on the 28th, so the Boxing Day test has just started.
Oh, nice.
So I'm happily watching the cricket. Or was happily watching the cricket until I'm here.
Yeah, so spoiler alert.
I was wondering if we would keep it up.
No. We're recording this like 2 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought I'd try and catch you guys out by being like, how was your Christmas, guys? And then force you to commit to something. Like, it's probably going to be cold and rainy on Christmas Day now because you said it was hot.
Yeah.
This is Castology. We are the podcast that listens to podcasts and recommends podcasts and reviews podcasts. And since last week was our Christmas recommendation episode, I thought I'd try and trip the boys up. I am Liz Best here with
Zane C. Weber
and
Nick Blicker.
And we got some more podcasts for you this week. And since it's not Christmas anymore, we got no theme.
No theme.
No theme at all, because that's what life is like after Christmas.
Yeah, no theme.
You just wander aimlessly.
Well, you do until January 1st and the year boots back up again. Nobody knows what day it is between Christmas and New Year.
True. I get so much work done during that week.
Dude, I get so much sleep done.
I drink a lot.
Okay. Ooh. Three very different people.
That actually really does encapsulate us really nicely. Nick, I would like to know what you have for us this week first.
I have a sport podcast for you.
Yes.
But it's not so much sport so much as an interview podcast. Now, Liz, I feel like there was a subtle dig in last week's episode about interviews, but I won't talk about it here. Anyway, the name of this podcast...
There wasn't a subtle dig. Okay. I just said if you're engaging as an interviewer, that'll be great.
Cool. All right. Interesting. Well, I'm very curious to hear what you think about Ordinarily Speaking, which is the recommendation I have this week. Nerilee Meadows, who is formerly a Fox Sports journalist covering just a multitude of different sports, brings on professional sports stars to have a chat about, obviously, their careers, but the stories to the side of that. So, like, Nat Medhurst, who's a very famous netballer, has had well-publicized mental illness things that she's been trying to get through, and narrowly goes into that. It's a really, really good episode. There's Nathan Lyon. So there's like a mix of cricket, football,
netball. Oh, so it's Ordinarily.
Netball. Yeah, so her name's
Nerilee.
So yeah, it's actually a very good name.
That's why you should. Yeah, it's not. The Ordinarily is not spelt like
Ordinarily. Anyways, look up Ordinarily. It'll be in the show notes. It's literally the title of this episode. You're smart. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's not that hard. But yeah, so Nerilee obviously interviews all of these different sports stars about their careers, about some of the connections. There's one with Ryan Pearce, who was good friends with a cricketer called Philip Hughes, who passed away a few years ago from a bad bowl, for lack of a better word.
Cricket ball to the base of the...
To the base of the neck.
Base of the neck, yeah.
Which completely changed cricket and safety procedures in cricket.
And so it fucking should have.
Oh, absolutely. But yeah, it's again, pretty straightforward. It's just an interview podcast talking and dissecting sports stars, their careers and their lives outside of the sport.
Cool. Thanks for recommending a sports podcast.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. What a great post-Christmas present for us. All right, I'm going to go next just because I feel like tonally mine is fairly similar in that it's a story interviews-based podcast accidentally on a theme with Nick. It's called Outback Stories, but the cover art says Extraordinary Outback Stories because that's an extraordinary media of the people who put it out. But you won't find it if you search that on some things. Just search Outback Stories. They just call it Outback Stories. And I really don't know why the media company's name is larger than the name of the podcast. Anyway, that's my one gripe. So Outback Stories is looking at what makes an ordinary person extraordinary. So it's two regional journalists, Lucy Samuels and Lucy Taylor, and they fly across remote Australia talking to the unsung heroes of the bush. So these are are people who you would probably never hear about in your lifetime. And there's just some really unique Australian characters. I particularly liked an episode with a guy called Jamie Manning, who had a horrible car accident and had to try and learn how to live his rural life when he'd spent his entire life working with his hands, not having that open to him anymore. There's a motocross rider turned goat chaser. There's a bush dressmaker that makes beautiful wedding gowns. Like, it's just... I really like Slice of Life podcasts, and I really like that we get to hear these people's stories when we probably would never. Mm. So that's what I love about it, Outback Stories. It releases weekly with a couple of bonus eps every now and then, and each ep's about 20 to 30 minutes long.
Cool.
So, yeah.
I am looking forward to that one.
Mm. Oh, good.
I am kicking off 2021.
You're like, you have to think for a minute.
with a bit of a I'm going to try to change the world in 2021. And
as opposed to what you tried to do in 2020?
The world had other ideas in 2020. So now we're going to move forward.
We shall forget it and scrub it from our memories.
And I'm recommending a podcast that is very close to my heart in terms of intention and agendas.
Okay.
So this, I'm recommending The Red Nation. Now, this is a podcast put out by The Red Nation, which is an organization. This is their podcast. They do several podcasts, but this is the one most politically, most closely aligned to their political agenda. So they describe themselves as the Red Nation podcast features discussions on mainly North American Indigenous history, politics, and culture from a left perspective. It's hosted by Nick Eastes with help from friend and comrade Cena. So that makes it sound mostly like they're talking about Indigenous people and their plight. The Red Nation is usually, itself is more dedicated to the liberation of Native peoples from capitalism and colonialism. So centering Native political agendas and struggles through direct action, advocacy, mobilization, and education.
Okay.
Wowee.
Okay. On there.
Sorry, my brain just broke.
Yeah, I'm like, the lights went out.
The lights literally went out as he was talking.
Sorry. So to give you an idea of what this organization is.
Yes.
Don't be afraid of this, conservatives.
Do you think conservatives actually listen to our podcast, being that we are very, like, down with capitalism?
We have sports podcasts.
That's true. We have sports now. Sports. That caters to the right. Okay.
The way they frame themselves on their homepage is communism is the horizon, queer, wow. Indigenous feminism is the way.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically it's a podcast, sometimes interviews, sometimes stories about their activism and talking with people in the communities about both the struggles and the way that they're working to change the way that they work, the way that society works, et cetera, et cetera. It is mainly North American, but there are so many similarities to what's happening both here in Australia and around the world with Indigenous populations, particularly Indigenous populations in the intersection with queer identity and feminism. So I think this is a really great podcast if you are looking to learn more about activism.
Mm-hmm.
And how organizations are working to make change. That's what this podcast really is. I promise I'm not going to give you a year full of political activism podcasts, but you know.
Oh, you know, I'd absolutely get my bitch pants on if you did. Like, I would be so fucking cranky and I'd be like, nope, this week is Zane's podcast. And to that I say no.
But yeah, this is a podcast that I found and immediately kind of latched onto. It's been kind of working its way down my list because, like, it's hard to be an activist in 2020.
It's hard to do anything in 2020, absolutely. Or to care about anything other than your immediate.
And I will say, sometimes this is an angry making podcast, but it's very rarely an angry making podcast without some sort of agency or directive to solve the problem that it's making you angry about.
That's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, The Red Nation.
Okay. Well, I...
just lumped that in here. There you go.
No, because I'm just like already gearing up for the angry and the rage and... Whatever. Okay, so reviews time.
Christmas. Shall we?
Christmas, everybody.
Yay.
Yay. Let's go back to tinsel and baubles and not activism. That sound like I am normally very like activism yay person, but it's really hard at
it
the
is
moment.
Hard.
It's exhausting.
It's hard always, but yeah, it is. There's so much to be angry about and so much to kind of get involved with. It's hard to pick your battles and
yes.
and figure out what's actually going to feel worth it rather than actually also be worth it.
My major problem with most of the activism podcasts is that they make me feel helpless. Yep. So anyway. Okay, so Christmas. Yay. This is our Christmas. We recommended all of the Christmas last year, last week, last whenever, whatever. Christmas, my brain is now melted. Zane.
I recommended Advent Calendar House, which is a year-long podcast where they review and describe and break down Christmas specials or holiday specials, really, but mostly Christmas specials. I recommended what did I recommend? It was
Christmas Toy.
The Christmas Toy, which is a Jim Henson Frank Oz production. But, you know, anyone, you know what you like.
I did not listen to that episode.
That's fair.
I listened to Saved by the Bell.
Nice.
Because why the fuck not? It's like, actually, I was going to say I secretly love Saved by the Bell, but
yeah,
I'm like
not,
open,
yeah.
really
yeah,
open about it and how much I also love the remake that's just hit Stan in Australia. And I also listened to the Simpsons episode. I really like the content of this and it's a good concept, but, and this is a 2018 episode, so it was pre-COVID and before you had to Skype people in. There's a lot of really, they're quite stilted and there's a lot of awkward gaps that I just wish someone went in and went, hi, you know how you're recording from all these different places? Get everyone to record their audio and edit it together, please. I know it takes time, but there were a lot of things where someone would say something funny and it'd just be like with a pause and it just, it sounded a bit stilted. And I did double check that it wasn't, I will not penalize podcasts for this in times of COVID because this is what it has to be now.
Yeah.
And so when this happens, I'm just like, okay, cool. It's a COVID thing. So we deal. But this was 2018.
I mean, to be fair, this is definitely a fun backyard passion project that people
and
like, let's talk about Christmas specials.
Look, and I really loved the content and I have actually watched the Saved by the Bell Christmas special recently that they were talking about.
Of course you have.
Well, I went back and watched all of Saved by the Bell before the new one started and happened.
Necessary.
Not at all. But I did it anyway because 2020 means that I don't want to concentrate on anything that hurts my brain. that's my content and my I can't word anymore. Your activism broke me.
Yeah.
Content is good. Concept is great. They have really funny things to say. I just wish that when they had people in different places, they would edit it together so it actually seemed like they were laughing at the comedy and not have big gaps in that.
Yeah, that was, I think my one note was there's a lot of really weird dead air. And it's not even dead air. It's the fact that someone will say something and then there's the delay and it's like, okay, cool, we're going to move on. You're like, you could literally trim that 2 seconds and you're fine.
It's easy to trim. Like it takes time. And we don't tend to trim a lot of our podcasts because we're happy to include awkwardness because that's who we are as people. Mm. But when it's dead air, are you just trying to dead air, Zane?
I was just saying if I could just look like I was about to talk and make you stop talking to get some dead air. But
no, I will. Like this is what good happens attempt. Whenever I'm shy or awkward or feeling. I just talk more. I will feel that fucking silence. Yeah. I will feel
we're
every
here for 3.5
second
hours.
Of it for 3.5 hours. If you don't stop me, please God, stop me.
I think going into this, I really enjoyed this. I listened to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles one, which I thought was fucking great. And the 30 Rock episode as well.
The one on Leap Day.
Leap Day, yeah.
Leap Day Williams.
Yeah, Leap Day Williams. For me, this is probably not my jam, but I know so many people who are absolutely obsessive about Christmas specials.
Yes.
And I'm like, this is my Christmas present to you.
Yeah, Merry
because,
Christmas.
Like, I think
have
it hits.
Podcast.
Like, I just can't believe. Like, I mean, sorry, I can believe that all of these Christmas specials exist.
Yeah,
but they find some. I didn't know there was a fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles one.
They found some really and I feel like don't they say that they only do up to like the early 2000s? They won't do anything after the. I think in one episode that I listened to, they're just like we'd like to do it up until you know.
Yeah, I mean, A Christmas Toy was 1980s.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think they do.
They try to go a bit more obscure.
Yeah, recent ones.
But, I mean, I really enjoy... I enjoyed it, but I don't think it's my cup of tea. And I think that's probably just because Christmas specials were never my thing, really. Like,
I think this podcast is definitely for the Liz kind of person doesn't want to let go of Christmas.
No,
yeah,
never.
Yeah, but
it's the only time out of the year I'm happy.
But like, you know, I've got like nerd friends who will talk. They will see this and be like, "Oh, this is literally Christmas for me."
Guys, I've been watching back to back Hallmark movies for like 3 days now, so, and I am so happy about it.
But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, like the dead air, it makes me cringe a little bit when I hear it, because it's just like, you just need to take a little bit of time to cull it.
It's that little moment of when you're talking with somebody over Zoom and you're like, like the half second delay, it means that no joke ever truly hits, and they say some really funny stuff, but because the laughs are a half second delayed. And I get that it's a passion project, and look, guys, if you're listening, we're nitpicky. This is our fucking job to be super nitpicky, and we've listened to 2 years worth of podcasts now.
Yeah.
3 a week for the last 2 years. So, you know, your content's good. That's all I have to say. All right, let's go with we'll go with mine. I would like to know what you thought of Saint Nick and the Big Fuck Up, which was a one-man show by Phil Rickaby, which was meant to be performed as a solo play, but COVID happened and fucked us all. What did we think?
I really enjoyed this. I mean, misanthropes are my people.
Yeah.
misanthropes with awkward relationships with Christmas, even more so, I think. But this is really interesting, and it's very... It's because it's a one-person show, because he wrote this and performed it and edited it.
Yes.
It's really, really good stuff.
Yeah.
I think he can be very proud of that. And I think this is something that a lot of people could enjoy, and it doesn't need to be listened to in one go.
No.
Because I listened to a couple of episodes and I came back to listen to a couple more, because I know that at the time of recording, they're not all out yet.
Yeah, it's four episodes so far.
Yeah, out of six.
I really enjoyed this. I don't have much more to say. Like, it's an entertaining one-person monologue show-ish.
I just love it when people like have an idea and they just do it.
Yeah.
They just do it. And then something happens that they can't do it and they figure out another way to do it.
I will say there was also, I recognized his voice because I listened to another one of his podcasts. Apparently he has three, but the one that I know him from.
The Introvert's Guide 2?
Is The Introvert's Guide 2.
I knew it would be that one. I was going to put in the show notes what other podcasts he had as well.
Yeah, cool.
Nick.
Like, what's your major malfunction, Nick? Like, what? Who hurt you?
The activism thing, you know?
He's still on
you
that.
You cannot blame Indigenous Americans.
Do not go there, Nick.
Let's just continue on.
You Irish.
Look, I think this show does a very good job of capturing how much I want to punch children in the head, especially around Christmas.
Yeah, right.
I think what Phil Rickaby does really well is capture that really mundane feeling of being a Santa at a fucking, you know, like...
Well, you're behind the scenes of the magic of Christmas.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting, because has he performed this already?
To be performed and then COVID hit and he couldn't perform it.
Before knowing that it was a play, or that he'd initially designed it as that, I was like, this would be a really good show. I think the thing that also plays very well for it is that it's very digestible. Each episode is like 10 minutes long.
10 minutes.
Long,
it's so quick.
Phil does a really good job of actually showing how, like, the depth of the character very quickly, and like how, like, because he's got like that particular past, I think, with his family and his daughter that he's obviously trying to like repair. Yeah. Cause I'm not finished. But for me, I just sat there and I was like, fucking hell, this is depressing to listen to in like the best way possible.
I mean, it is. Look, I picked it cause of the title, but then I was like, but I love Christmas and he hates Christmas and this is sad.
Yeah. And I think this, I would love to actually see this live, because I feel like it lends, like, obviously the initial design says that it was going to be that, but I'm very excited to see how this goes, especially if it's going to be six episodes of just 10 to 15 minutes of him just talking about vomit and piss and And he picks, and Phil, if you're listening, mate, there's a fucking soundbite you use of this kid screaming.
It's so annoying and grating.
Fucking hate it so much.
That's exactly why it's
I know. I was just like, great pick, but I'm very angry. But no, this is a great show. Honestly, I'm excited to. What I might do is I'm going to start from chapter one again and just go straight 1 to 6.
Well, yeah, I think I'm going to wait until, like, obviously by the time this airs, all of them will be out. But I am going to not listen to the last episode until the final one's out.
I would be interested to know what the difference is for someone listening to this just before Christmas and someone listening to this in May.
Yeah.
When Christmas isn't such a thing and it's more just about, like, the actual content of the show. Because to be fair, like, I've been pretty disconnected from the whole ramp up to Christmas this year because of COVID. I haven't been going to shopping centres and things like that. So I feel like Christmas isn't such a huge thing for me this year.
Whereas
and I really
ramped
it.
Up my Christmas so fucking early because I needed that sweet, sweet Christmas feeling in my veins.
It's a good feeling.
To erase 2020.
Yeah. Like,
and I fell very early for Whamageddon this year because I've been listening to Christmas carols.
2 days in.
Repeat. Two days in. I was really upset. Okay, great. Saint Nick and the Big Fuck Up. Success. All right, let us go on to Nick's.
My recommendation was Tinsel Tunes, a podcast that goes into great detail about Christmas music, hosted by a New Zealand man in Dwayne Bailey, who just loves Christmas, smiley face. What did you guys think?
So my notes in capital letters say, yes, good, wholesome. as I said last week, it's no secret, I had listened to 3 or 4 episodes of this and was about to put it on my list when I saw that you'd already pinched it. He is so charming and just adorable. I listened to the Beatles episodes and I loved how he's like, you know, not many people like this song, but I do. And I will tell you why. And I'm like, oh my God, you're so adorable. But he has some really good insights. And I like that he's, you know, quite fastidious with covering himself on I'm allowed to play this amount of the song because of here are the laws that mean that I can, you know. He's just got his shit sorted. And it's just really, it's just nice and wholesome. Yeah. It's wholesome. Sweetest enjoyable. Bloke. Yep. Zane?
It's very Christmas.
Very Christmas.
No,
but he's Christmas all year round.
Yeah.
yep. Oh, this is great execution of a very good topic. If you're interested in that particular niche, I love Feliz Navidad. I love the Feliz Navidad episode. I really like the Nightmare Before Christmas episode as well. Very interesting. I think I would struggle listening to this throughout the year. I can forgive Christmas and Christmas mania leading up to Christmas, but this would bother me.
I would start listening to, I would subscribe and start listening in like November.
And then
gear myself the fuck up. And I like that he actually likes Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time, because goddamn, that song is great, and anyone else who says it isn't great can leave. I don't like you anymore.
I mean, this is a really good podcast. It's just not a Zane podcast.
No.
I feel like this is a great low budget version of Song Exploiter if the songs were just about Christmas.
But you can hear his passion.
Yes.
Like, he just sounds like he's super chuffed every episode.
Yeah.
And I
he's a big music nerd.
And I feel that, and a Christmas nerd, and I just feel it coming through the speakers at me. It just, when I was feeling a little bit glum, I put it on and I was just like, oh, he's made me happy now. That's difficult.
Dwayne, and not enough Carol the Bells, honestly.
No, 700 times not enough.
Look, it's only a few weeks of straight playing. I don't know what you're getting.
Oh, God. You've calculated how long it would take to play?
Spotify tells you.
How long?
Oh, yeah, it does.
Like 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
Yeah, I think it's 3 weeks something.
Good Lord.
Oh, God. Just in case you've just, this is Zane's playlist that he has. Explain it, this episode again.
There is one Christmas carol that I particularly enjoy, and it's the Carol of the Bells, and I've compiled a Spotify playlist of over 700 different versions of it.
Okay, great.
In the show notes.
In the show notes again this
again
week.
This week.
Please rate it. Okay, guys, that's it for our Christmas special. I hope that we made you a little bit festive and a little bit happy, or a little bit super jaded with our choices.
I've tried to keep it nice.
I tried to make it jaded, just unlike me.
Okay.
No, well, I love Christmas, but my pick was very depressing, in a really nice artistic way.
Of course.
So just to recap what we recommended at the start of the episode, I recommended Outback Stories.
I recommended The Red Nation.
I recommended Ordinarily Speaking.
So we'll be back next week to review those for you. But in the meantime, just chill, man. You're between New Year's and Christmas. You don't have to do anything. Just
rest up. Listen to some fun podcasts. Don't challenge yourself. Just take some time.
Mm. And recommend those podcasts to us. Yeah. You can catch us on all of our social medias, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, or you can go to thatsnotcanon.com/castology to let us know what podcasts you've been listening to that you've loved over Christmas. And while you're doing nothing, just pick up your phone and give us a good rating.
Sneaky five stars,
and maybe wish us Merry Christmas in the review section if you don't feel like writing a reviews. You know, wish us a Happy New Year.
Yeah, get festive.
Get festive. Keep listening to podcasts.
Are you sick of humans? Do you want to learn cocktail facts to horrify your coworkers at your next fancy Christmas party? Or do you simply want to horrify the next person that rants about what lifestyle is or is not, quote-unquote, natural? Then you should listen to Phonication, one of the most ethically questionable podcasts out there, dedicated to unnecessary education and airing out Mother Nature's dirty laundry. Tune in for exciting phrases such as love darts, elastic navel cavities, echolocation jamming reproductive organs, and inconveniently located teeth. If any of those phrases horrified you, that's okay. You're completely normal, and I welcome you and your affliction anyways. So stop by and learn about all the Google searches I did so you don't have to. Phonication is available on all platforms and for as long as I fly under the FBI's radar. New episodes every other hump day, because of course I chose Wednesday.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.